Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Refréscate con un Big Cup grande en 7-Eleven. Frío, refrescante y a tu gusto. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo 59 centavos con 7 Rewards. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Columbus y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 23 de junio de 2026. Hasta agotar existencias. Tiendas participantes. Ver términos en app.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. Tonight I speak with my dear friend, Simon Constable. He's in the south of France. There's a heat wave across all of Europe. It's not rained, and it reaches into the 40, 45 degree centigrade, which is hot, very hot. But Simon and I have a happy conversation. He lives in the deep farming country of France, surrounded by fields of wheat and sunflowers. The wheat crop is coming in. Wheat is now spiking up, expensive because of the grain deal cut off by Russia. The sunflowers, however, you can picture them right now, fields of them, waving yellow flowers. The sunflowers are not yet ready for harvesting, but soon enough. The war. Jeff McCausland of CBS News reporting on the vast explosion witnessed in Crimea, an ammunition dump of some caliber. We suggest that it could have been somebody smoking a cigarette and got lazy, could be a strike by Ukraine, could be an act of nature, an act of God. In any event, the explosions went off for some time at a great distance. There's a video in London you can see on the Telegraph. The secondary explosions are everywhere, smoke filling the sky. This is part of an understanding that Ukraine means to cut off Crimea. There are two routes in, the Kerch Bridge, which was attacked earlier in the week. One of the two driving lanes, automobile lanes, is out, down. The railroad still runs, and one lane is open. But one-third of the bridge and the integrity of the bridge for another attack is in question. The other is the access road along the Sea of Azov that runs through Melitopol onto Crimea. The Ukrainian offensive is aimed at that road to cut off Crimea, leaving the people in Crimea without good resources and the army in Crimea without resupply unless by sea. Difficult given the Black Sea's conditions. I also speak at length about the situation in Latin America. There are several elections underway that are deeply compromised by legal affairs, judiciary handling. One is Guatemala, where the two winners are facing a runoff in August. But the integrity, the legitimacy of one of the parties, Semilla, is questioned. And this has held up some of the expected confirmation of the first round. Semilla's candidate, Arevalo, is an outsider who did surprisingly well in the first round, though no one did as well as none of the above. The Guatemalans are very dissatisfied with the elites running the government. The other election that's now compromised is a long-term prison sentence for the former president of Panama, Mr. Ricardo Martinelli, who is the leading candidate to be elected in the new election coming soon. A puzzle. Another election that is a question mark is Argentina. Massa is the finance minister. He's a very well-educated man, and he's been in politics since his 20s. Sometimes he's a Peronista, sometimes he's not a Peronista. In any event, that's the big election this year in October in Argentina, burdened by impossible debt and torn by the power centers between the Peronistas, the unions, and the anti-Peronistas. Also a conversation about the odd and extremely maverick Nayib Bukele, who is the president of tiny El Salvador. Bukele has jailed, according to Reuters, 70,000 citizens of El Salvador for suspicion of being in drug cartels, of gang behavior. 70,000. Now he's expelled X number of Colombians whom he accuses of money laundering. Very well likely they are. His extrajudicial activities, which common sense says he's not respecting the civil rights of his citizens, have won him great applause in El Salvador, and he's expected to sweep into a second term, despite the fact that the El Salvadorian Constitution says one term only. In South America, the bright news is that the vice president of Taiwan, William Lai, is on his way to visit in Asuncion the president-elect, Mr. Pena, of Paraguay. Paraguay remains the one country in South America that still is in good relations with Taipei. The others have been bullied, bribed, pushed into breaking off with Taipei and only having relations with the People's Republic of China. In science, Bob Zimmerman joins to comment on SpaceX and its great success. Not only one booster of Falcon 9 has been used 16 times, we reported that, I think, last week, but now a second booster, Falcon 9 first stage, has been used 16 times. Reusability is the way to orbit and beyond because it cuts the costs of a launch and it means that there's much more available in Earth orbit. Mr. Musk's SpaceX is devoting its time to putting up the array of satellites, 4,000 or so now for Starlink. In the meantime, Mr. Bezos' company, Blue Origin, which has the same plan to put into orbit a constellation of satellites for internet connection. I'm on a Starlink connection right now. That has been delayed by delays at Blue Origin for rocket engines and unknown purposes. So delayed that the ULA has the contract to launch the first two test Kuiper satellites, Kuiper it's called. That's Starlink is Musk Kuiper for the Kuiper Belt, outer solar system, is the system for Mr. Bezos' Blue Origin. Those first two test satellites were to be launched in a Vulcan rocket. It's delayed. And so they're going to be launched, I believe, on an Atlas V. Also, in science, David Livingston and I, for Hotel Mars, have a very happy conversation with Stephanie Thomas, the vice president of a company that's building a fusion rocket engine. Fusion rocket engine. This is using fusion power to create direct thrust in a rocket engine that speeds up the transfer of the rocket from Earth to Mars, for example. A fusion, direct fusion rocket engine can travel so fast that instead of taking 9 months to reach Mars, it would take 3 to 4 months. Also, the trip to Jupiter would take 1 year as opposed to several, and Saturn, 2 years as opposed to many more. So, fusion, direct fusion rocket engine propulsion is understood to be part of the future of space exploration in the solar system. And I thank you very much for listening. Good night.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in. an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.